Penguin Random House Audio presents The Job, True Tales from the Life of a New York City Cop. This is the author, Steve Osborne. Whenever my wife and I would watch the Oscars or some other big award show, she would always have the same comment. She would say that if I ever won an award, I would remember to thank everybody else in the world who contributed and forget to thank her. I would try to convince her otherwise. How could I forget her? But she never believed me. Now, chances are I won't be winning an Oscar anytime soon, so I would like to take this opportunity to thank my wife, because without her, my life would be empty and none of this would have been possible. To my mother, who even if I had written this thing in crayon, would think it was the best book since the Bible. And to my father, who taught me how to be a man and that police work is a noble profession. To the Moth, thank you for sharing this stage and the warm, loving environment you provided. Truly, without you guys, none of this would have been possible. Introduction. I'm not quite sure how it happened or even why, but a few months after retiring from the New York City Police Department, I picked up a pad and pen and started writing. Like most cops, I had stories to tell, and for some reason I can't explain, I felt the need to put them on paper. I had no training in writing other than police reports, but that little voice in the back of my head, the one that kept me safe all those years, was now nagging at me to tell my stories. For 20 years, my family and friends didn't really understand what I did for a living. It was like I was living a double life, and they only knew half of it. I would go to work early in the evening, and most times I didn't return till early in the morning. Of course, they knew I was a cop. But what did that mean? Most civilians get their...